And finally today, birds are quite literally the planet's equivalent of canaries in the coal mine. With their populations around the world in steady and in some cases dramatic decline, scientists say there's growing evidence that increasing carbon dioxide and other pollution, logging, urban sprawl, and climate change are among the reasons why. Here in Maine, the coal mine in the spotlight is an extensive network of rural and suburban forest, the largest incubator for breeding birds in the country. But the forest is much younger and less diverse than it once was. Its composition is also changing. As part of our continuing series, Beyond 350, Confronting Climate Change, Susan Sharon reports that the interest in protecting this critical habitat is why foresters, loggers, and landowners are being trained to think like a bird.
Imagine for a moment that you're a wood thrush, a little pot-bellied cinnamon brown colored bird with a speckled white breast and a distinctive flute-like call. You're a bit of a recluse, and you prefer a mixed forest with some large trees that provide lots of shade and leaves that fall on the forest floor. Then imagine you're a logger, aware that the wood thrush population has dropped by half over the last 50 years. You're considering ways to approach your harvest without damaging the habitat of the wood thrush and other species that frequent your woods.
Think like a bird. Think high, medium, and low. Do we have high canopy cover from that overstory, 30 feet and above? Do we have medium, or is it low?
Amanda Mahaffey of the Forest Guild is standing in a woodlot accompanied by half a dozen loggers and foresters, not far from the center of Farmington. She's holding up three fingers on both hands, demonstrating what she calls the quick and dirty habitat assessment. It's a method of scanning for living and dead things, such as hardwoods, softwoods, snags, and coarse woody material, something she says the birds, like the wood thrush, are looking at too.
So the birds are thinking about that. They're thinking, do I want to set up shop where there is only a little bit of coarse woody material in my home?
The training is part of a series of workshops offered by the Guild, which is an organization that promotes responsible forestry, and Maine Audubon, which promotes wildlife conservation.
We're really interested in having foresters, landowners, and loggers work with us to improve habitat quality for birds.
Sally Stockwell is the director of conservation for Maine Audubon. She's also an avid birder.
A lot of our birds are really declining already. There are so many threats that they are facing. Climate change is a new threat that they're going to be facing, which is going to make their future even more challenging. And so anything we can do to improve the habitat quality for a lot of these birds is key.
Part of the training is an introduction to bird identification by sight and by call. Maine Audubon has identified 20 conservation priority species, including the wood thrush, scarlet tanager, oven bird, veery, and Canada warbler. These are birds whose global populations rely on good breeding habitat in Maine, or whose numbers are in significant decline.
So there's a little black bird with a yellow underside that just flew overhead.
My goodness, I see an American red star.
Oh, cool.
Over there.
It's not one of our 20 birds. I think that's what you're hearing also, this sort of toot, 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 toot. It's a small warbler, black with really bright, bright orange wings. That's probably what you just saw flying by.
Identifying by calls, Stockwell tells the group, is often easier than by sight. It's also important to understand what kind of habitat individual birds like. In the case of the American Red Star, it's open woody areas, dominated by deciduous trees like this forest is.
I know the trees really well, but I need to know the plants and shrubs and birds more.
Scott Boubier is a logger from Farmington who says the workshop has got him wondering about baby birds and logging operations during the spring and early summer when they're just learning to fly.
Just wondering how much of an impact a logging operation during nesting season would have on the birds. It's just one of those things that most folks in the woods world don't think about.
Little guy.
These are over 60 tall.
Over 60 tall.
The group heads to a second forest parcel in Farmington, managed by a local land trust. This one is a mixed stand with tall softwood trees of different ages, snags, and a brushy understory that provides more cover. It's cooler here, quieter, and the birds are different.
We do have black and white warblers, and they sound a little bit like a squeaky wheel.
all really high-pitched squeaky wheel.
There's another vireo. It's calling.
Maine Audubon and the Forest Guild are working on a guidebook to help large and small landowners figure out what birds they have on their property, what kinds of nesting habitat and food the birds like, and what their conservation status is. The hope is that before landowners undertake a harvest, they'll consult with a forester or a logger who has an appreciation for birds. Henning Stabens is a wildlife biologist with the Plum Creek Timber Company, which has already undertaken some of these steps.
We provide $100 to anybody who finds a new bald eagle nest on our lands, and we just gave one out last week. Rusty blackbirds, American woodcock, one of the 20 species here in part of this program. We're working with partners to create management plans.
Stabens says this training will help him broaden his focus to manage the 20 conservation priority species. As the climate warms, that management is likely to become more important. Studies by Maine Audubon and the Manomet Center for Conservation Sciences suggest that 50 different bird species are likely to see their habitat shift dramatically or even be lost altogether. And that is something no one wants to imagine. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.